In our previous shiur, we had a discussion about the Shem Hashem and a shvua, and we mentioned the opinion of the Rishonim, of many Rishonim, that a shvua has to have a Shem Hashem. Rabbeinu Tam's opinion was that a shvua that you were mushba piacherim with somebody else's making the shvua requires the Shem Hashem. The opinion even of the Ran, that a shvua does not require the Shem Hashem. The Ran agreed. Still, there's a difference regarding Malkus and Karban, that only a shvua with a Shem Hashem carries with it Malkus and Karban. A shvua without the Shem Hashem does not carry with it Malkus and Karban. So now that we've established that the Shem Hashem is a critical element in a shvua, says the Chassam Sofer that you don't need to say Shem Hashem in Lashon Kodesh. Saying the Shem Hashem in any language also is considered that you mention the Shem Hashem. And the halacha would be that it's considered a full-fledged shvua. So when we hear the words of the Chassam Sofer, we think to ourselves, okay, the Chassam Sofer is teaching us the shvua Shem Hashem doesn't require the Shem Hashem in Lashon Kodesh. Any Shem Hashem would be adequate. However, as we will learn in our shiur now, this has very, very significant repercussions l'halacha l'maisa. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Reish Beis Sif Katan Gimel teaches us that if somebody has a shayla, if he is obligated to make a bracha, that the halacha is, we know, safek brachas lahakel, and actually, when we say safek brachas lahakel, it actually represents a chumra. The reason safek brachas lahakel is a chumra is not that Chazal were makel and brachas. Chazal were machmer in the saying of a Shem Hashem. So therefore, when you're saying the Shem Hashem, when you're saying a bracha, and you're not saying the Shem Hashem, and you're not mechuyev to say that bracha, you're saying the Shem Hashem in vain. So now we have a question. Somebody has a shayla if he's obligated to say a bracha, and we have the halacha of safek brachas lahakel. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, what he should say is not say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. What he should say, Brich Rechmona Malka De Alma. However, now that we've learned that by saying Shem, when we say that the halacha is, you need to say a Shem Hashem and a Shvua. But the Shem Hashem that's said in a shvua need not be Hashem Elokeinu. Any representation of the Shem Hashem is considered saying the Shem Hashem. You haven't accomplished anything by saying Brich Rechmona Malkad Alma, because it's as if you said the Shem Hashem. In other words, your whole purpose was that you were trying to avoid saying the Shem Hashem. You haven't accomplished anything by saying Brich Rechmona Mar De Alma. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Shal Satchuvus Rabbi Kiva Eger, Madura Kama Simen Chav Hei, quoting the Rambam in Hilchos Shvuos Perek Beis Halacha Beis, says Hanishba Be'echod Mikinuyov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hareze Shvuah Shav. Therefore, says the Rekiva Eger, There is no nafkamina when you say the Shem Hashem, if you say it in Lashon Kodesh or you say it in any other language. And therefore, says Ukivega, you haven't accomplished anything with this approach. Particularly, if we look in the Mishnah Brura, in Simen Reish Tez Vav Sif Katan Yud Tes, he says, Im Hiske Shem Hashem Vatala, somebody is not allowed to chas for Shalom, says the Mishnah Brura, say the Shem Shemayim Levatala, says the Mishnah Brura, V'lav Dafka Shem Shodal Roishyus. When we speak about saying the Shem Shemayim Levatala, it's not Dafka the Shem Shodal Roishyus. Hu Adin Shara Shemus Gamkein Bechlal Isazah. Who Adin, therefore, says the Mishnah Brura, Im Hoitzi Hashem B'loshen Laz L'Vatolo, if you say the Shem Hashem, even in a different language, you said it L'Vatolo, the Hainu Shloi B'derech Shvach V'Ador, Gam Kein Yesh Yisur. So Mishnah Brura also clearly says that the fact that you didn't say the Shem Hashem in Loshen Kodesh really doesn't help you much, because it's considered like you said it anyway. So you were trying to avoid a problem. You really haven't avoided a problem. And Rav Moshe, in a tshuva, in Chelek, Aruchayim, Chelek, Dalid, Simen, Mem, Ois, Chav, Zayim, quotes this Aruch HaShulchan and says that he disagrees with this Aruch HaShulchan for two reasons. Number one, for the reason that we've mentioned now. He's saying, if the reason your problem is that you don't want to be Moitzi, Shem Shemayim Levatolo, you don't want to be Moitzi, Shem Shemayim Levatolo, you haven't accomplished much by saying the Shem Shemayim, even if you haven't said in a different way, even if you haven't said Hashem Elokeinu. Because Hilchos Shavuos teaches us that even if you don't say Hashem Elokeinu, it's as if you said the Shem Hashem. That's one point Rav Moshe makes. That's actually the second point Rav Moshe makes. The first point Rav Moshe makes is that this person obviously has an issue because he has a shiloh if he's obligated to make a bracha, and he's trying to come up with some sort of a solution. He says, in Hilchos Brachos, the halacha is, you have to follow the nusach of Chazal. And if somebody is composing his own nusach, if the Aruch HaShulchan is composing his own nusach, that hasn't really accomplished anything, because you have to follow the nusach of Chazal in Brachos. And following the Nusach Chazal of Brachos is specifically the Nusach that Chazal taught us. Moreover, I saw a very, very big chiddush from the Baal HaTanya in his Siddur. If somebody, we know, people ask others, how are you? So if you say, Baruch Hashem, so by Baruch Hashem, Hashem is not really the Shem Hashem. That's why we say it. But says the Baal HaTanya, if somebody asks you how you are, and you answer him, thank God, you be Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatolo. Because the Baal HaTanya, as the Mishnah Brura teaches us, holds that even if you say the Shem Hashem in a different language, that's still considered as if you said the Shem Hashem, and you were therefore Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatolo. So it's very important that if somebody asks you how you are, you can answer Baruch Hashem, but you have to be very careful not to answer thank God. So what we've learned so far is that any way that you mention the Shem Hashem, Hilchos Shavuos is teaching us, is considered being Motzi Shem Shemayim, and therefore it will open itself up to the issue where there's a concern of being Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala, one concern. And the second concern is that the Eitzah that the Aruch HaShulchan gives us, that if somebody has a Suffolk Brachas, he should say Brach Rachmana Dehai Pita, really is not a valid Eitzah, as we've explained. From the Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and now the other Paiskim, Ramoshin, the other Paiskim as well. However, what's interesting to note is the Steichemed quotes the Chasam Sofer that says that the Chasam Sofer did use this Eitzah of the Aruch HaShulchan. One time, the Chasam Sofer had a Shaila by Kiddush Levana, if it was a situation that he was allowed to make Kiddush Levana. So he said the Kiddush Levana bracha with this Nusach. He had another situation where one year, the only Esroigim that were available were Esroigim that were Merkavim, that were grafted Esroigim, that we don't use those Esroigim, but it's a Machloikish. So since that was the only Esroch available, he used it, but he didn't make a bracha, he said this bracha. But if the Chasam Sofer holds that this is being Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala, what has he accomplished? The very same Chasam Sofer. So the answer is, some want to suggest, that it could be, as far as Hilchos Shavuos are concerned, that's where any type of mentioning of the Shem Hashem is considered a valid mentioning of the Shem Hashem. However, in all other situations, the only way the Shem Hashem is considered the Shem Hashem is if you truly mention Hashem Elokeinu. And the explanation is as follows, perhaps. As we discussed in our previous year, the halacha, why you have to mention the Shem Hashem by Shvua, is to show the seriousness of your statement. And in fact, we quoted the Divrei Yecheskel in that shir that explained the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, why the Rabbeinu Tam differentiates by Mujman Bepi Atzmai, where you don't need to say Hashem Hashem to make it into a valid shvuah, versus Mujman Bepi Acherim, where the Rabbeinu Tam says that you need to say the Hashem Hashem to make it valid shvuah. Rabbeinu Tam, and we explained that the Divrei Yecheskel said, that when you mention the Shem Hashem, it gives a seriousness to the Shavuah. So if I'm making the Shavuah myself, so I'm obviously treating this as a serious situation on my own. And I don't need the Shem Hashem to give the Shavuah that seriousness. However, when some Amuzra Pi Acherim, in order to give the Shavuah the seriousness that the Shavuah requires, a Shem Hashem is required. So it's not a din in Shem Hashem. It's a din in the seriousness of the Shavuah. Seriousness of the Shavuah is accomplished by any mention of Hashem, whether it's the Shem Hashem or any of its kinuyim. But that's a din in Hilchos Shavuah. But when it comes to Hilchos Brachas, there the halacha is that the only time a bracha and the nusach bracha is with the Shem Hashem. Anything else is not considered the Shem Hasham. And therefore the Chasam Sofer's opinion can be consistent. Even though by Hilchos Shavuah the Chasam Sofer is saying you need to say the Shem Hashem, any mentioning of Shem Hashem is valid. By Hilchos Brachas it may be different. But now the question is, what should one do if he has a suffix bracha? So there are a number of different approaches suggested by the Paiskim. The Pischei Tshuva in Yoredeya, Simen Shin Chav Ches, Sif Aleph, speaks about a situation where somebody made a dough out of flour that was wormy. And since we know that food that is wormy, we may not eat. So obviously, you can't take challah from that dough. That dough could only be fed to animals. But here, this person had a dough, and he was concerned for Maris Ayin, if people will see that he doesn't take off challah from that dough. So he takes off challah because of Maris Ayin. Obviously, he can't make a bracha. But says the Pesach Tshuva, this person wants to make a bracha, but obviously he can't make a bracha in a situation where there's no chiyuv challah. So the Pesach Tshuva says, whenever someone has a shaila, if he has to make a bracha, safek brachas lahakel, what he should do is, he should say the tefillah that we say every morning by shacharis, v'yivarech David, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael, L'cha Hashem, and he should continue saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Avinu Me'Olam Ve'Olam, and end with the Nusach HaBracha, L'Hafrish Challah, whatever bracha the person is obligated to make. And in fact, I saw in the Sefer Halicha Shloima from Shloima Zalman Orbach in Perik Chafeis Sif Chafeis, he says that whenever he had a suffix, he followed this advice that the Pesach Tshuva gives us to make the bracha this way. He, however, says, even though we're learning that we have this approach, that doesn't mean that we should always follow this approach. He says, because this is a zilzal, and therefore, only under certain circumstances. In other words, he says, where halacha clearly says that one should not make a bracha. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, don't make a bracha. And don't do this. Only in a situation where somebody has a suffix, that's when he should use this eitzah. It should be used sparingly. He also says a very interesting point. He says, let's say I ask someone to make a bracha on my behalf. And instead of making the bracha in the normal fashion, he did this. He said, Avinu ma'odim ba'olam, ending with whatever mafreshchal or whatever the bracha is. So that's really not the right way of making a bracha. And I asked the person to make a bracha on my behalf. When I asked them to make the bracha on my behalf, I asked them to make the bracha in a proper fashion. Therefore, that is not considered that he was mekayim the shlichus. He fulfilled the shlichus that I asked him to do, and therefore I should not rely on it, and I should make my own bracha. Furthermore, he says that even though we have a rule, kol psukei loipaskin moisha anan loipaskinan, and therefore when we make this bracha, when I make this bracha this way, I'm adding to the bracha of the tefillah. He says that since I'm doing it letzorech, it's mutter. There are, the Machna Chaim gives a different eitzah, that if somebody has a shayl, if he's mechuyv in a bracha, he should say, Baruch Ata Hashem Lamdeinu Chukecha, and then add, let's say, Baruch Ata Hashem Lamdeinu Chukecha, Shahakol Nia Bedvorei. Rav Shlomo Zalman is not very in favor of this Eitzah. He says, because once you said the Lashon of Baruch Ata Hashem Lamdeini Chukecha, that's the end. That's the end of the bracha. So there's no place to add. And since there's no place to add, saying afterwards Shakal Nei B'dvaroi is essentially meaningless. The Miches Yitzchak in Chelik Hey Simon Kuf, says that whenever someone has a shaila, if he's mechuyev in a bracha, what he should do is he should be maharer. He should think the nusach ha-bracha, and with that, he'll be yoytze b'diavad.